start ticking.
It's ticking. So.
And then you shut. Then you press the button to shut it off.
Okay.
Press
it's,
the.
Yeah. Okay. It's recording.
Okay.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Well, I'll call the meeting to order at this point. We've got an agenda before us with what we've got a couple items, I think. Three items to go over. Entertain a motion to accept the agenda as presented.
I make a motion to accept the agenda as presented.
I second that.
Okay, very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, aye. All right, let's go on with it then. Is there any public here?
No.
Kind of doubt it.
No.
Well, there's the dog.
I've got a cat. I don't think it counts.
No. Do we have to have a motion to that effect?
No, I don't.
Dogs and cats. Okay.
Okay. Right. We'll move along then to the action items. First action item is approve resolution 03-01-2020. And we'll just take that on. Greg, do you want to go through that real quick?
Yeah.
This do a motion first?
Oh,
I move to approve.
No, I think we can just go over it as a quick presentation, and because it's already on the agenda, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So this is simply a resolution.
I'm looking at it on my phone, so.
Okay. This is simply a resolution approving a port closure policy, and this was drafted up in response to legal counsel from Richard Davis from Schmellick, Sick & Davis, our port attorneys, and they just recommended that we formally take these two actions in order to basically it reinforces the situation. So if we were to go back to the federal government or to the state government for compensation, then we would have followed all the procedures to,
yeah.
It just makes it easier for when you get under scrutiny for down the road from SAO or from Department of Revenue that you've taken these actions. So,
right.
They've already declared, you know, a state of emergency, and I sent to the commission here, you see the letter that the governor's office sent to the President of the United States requesting federal relief, but it's always a good, additional action that the Port Commission formally recognizing and adopt these things rather than just staff, even though obviously it's been declared publicly as a state of emergency. It's just better that we do that.
Right.
Yeah, that's Port Commission. So that's what this resolution is for, is to make sure that staff, even if I were to take an emergency action, I would come back to the Port Commission anyway. So this is just getting ahead of it to adopt this port closure policy. And then followed by a declaration of local emergency. And we probably should have reversed the order of these. We should probably accept the declaration of local emergency, followed by we would take action to say, hey, you guys would pass a resolution approving a port closure policy and a port closure pay policy, which was reviewed and formally recommended by Richard Davis, legal counsel.
So, right, yeah.
It provides
so do any of these that we're looking at now take over the ones that we just did the other day? Are they enhanced forms of that? Do
they're
we need
enhanced
to rescind
forms.
Any of the ones?
No. I wondered the same thing. Yeah.
They're enhanced. It's enhanced. Because we had to get the other one passed just in case they closed the port, we had shelter in place. Then we would have had a problem because we hadn't taken any action. But this allows additional clarification from our legal counsel just to be sure that everything is just so for when you
so
go through legal review.
Does it say in this one that it's replacing the
no,
other one?
No, it's additive.
added to it.
Added yes. to, right.
Okay, yes. thank you. Okay.
That's,
okay.
that's good clarification. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, well, that's great.
Should I say one more thing
at this point?
I'll say one more thing. So there was there was a teleconference yesterday with Schmelisik and Davis and a group of their attorneys and many executive directors from all the various courts around the state. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that came
to light
was you want to pass this declaration of emergency, of local emergency, as well as this pay policy. So
yeah.
down the road, it provides absolute clarity that the Port Commission has adopted this so that we don't have, under an audit review, we don't have any issues come back on us. Because there has been, in the past, like under the 08 crisis, financial crisis.
Yes.
After that transpired, and then it came back and it was reviewed by other various state agencies, they maybe argued that, hey, they were due taxes on, let's just say, prevailing wage or what have you from the Department of Revenue. And by having passed this provided the staff cover, and the port was not required to pay back taxes, for example. So it's
right.
It's more than just form. It's really is something to make sure that we're doing everything correctly.
I'm really glad you attended that meeting, Greg.
Yeah, it was a good meeting.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry to interrupt, Steve. There you go.
Great. Okay, well, we have a resolution before us then. I think at this point, we'll do we have a motion on the floor?
I make a motion that we adopt Resolution 0301-2020 as written.
Okay.
Can I second that motion?
Excellent. Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Excellent. That's great. Thank you so much. Okay, now we have, let's see, we have item B, action item, approve resolution 0302-2020. And, Greg, do you want to go over that?
Yeah, that's the declaration of emergency. Did I say that? 2020? Let me look here. Did I miss one?
This is the...
Sorry, I was looking at the phone to be sure I didn't hang up on...
Is this the right one? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the declaration of emergency. So, legal counsel will always recommend that we adopt... the same law, you know, basically the same regulations are declared formally as a port agency, even though we're subject to, let's say, a federal declaration of emergency or a state declaration of emergency. Your legal counsel will always recommend that you also adopt the Port Commission whenever possible, adopt the same thing formally. And again, that just gives staff cover to make sure that we're in compliance. And this is a declaration of emergency due to the coronavirus COVID-19 as a result of information that's been issued by the Center for Disease Control as well as the state of Washington.
Does this also assist us with contractors that may be, you know, working on site and things like that? I've thought of the PUD number one project that's kind of seems to be ongoing, and any of that work too.
So
I'm wondering.
So it doesn't is because those are not contracts let by the port. It shouldn't affect us as far as that goes. What we didn't do was I may draft up another resolution for our regular commission session that basically would be a delegation of authority by the commission for the port director to be able to issue contracts in order to service if something were to happen, let's say, for the emergency that we want to respond to. What this does, though, is by having a declaration of local emergency, it does allow the port, it helps allow the port to then, if let's just say there's federal relief through FEMA that's available, or DHS, then it allows us, as long as we're tracking all this information, which we will, it allows us potentially to get compensated for our costs.
Right.
So it's just one more step that helps validate that. But I'll probably do a separate resolution, but I was reviewing, we didn't have any current contracts, and because this was an emergency meeting, I just wanted to make sure the declaration of local emergency was recognized and approved by the Port Commission, along with the port closure pay.
Right. Excellent.
Thank you.
Any other question? Mary, you're all up to speed on that?
Mary, you there? Oh, hold on a second. It's not... Can say it again? Try that now.
Mary?
Hold on a second. The speaker went off. Hold on a minute.
Oh, right.
How about that?
I can hear you.
Oh,
can
there
you hear
we go.
Me?
You're back. Oh, I got you.
Okay.
There we go.
Yes, I am up to speed. I understand this, and I support it.
Okay, excellent. Very good. Okay, well, let's entertain then a motion on that resolution 0302-2020.
I move that we adopt the resolution 0302-2020. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. I second that motion.
Very good. All in favor then?
Aye.
That's aye.
Sounds like it carries.
Okay, very good.
Just as a point good of job. Reference, the question actually came up, what do we do about the resolution since almost everybody is operating via teleworking or remotely? So what we'll have to do is we'll have to get your signatures on these resolutions as soon as it's possible.
Oh, right.
I have to pick up Sperry this afternoon so I can swing by.
Yeah, and I could swing by
tomorrow, but not today.
Great.
I was going to get that. I've got that disc, and you had some info for that. You sent me an email on something I can't remember.
Yeah,
but download that. Yeah.
Hey, one of the.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about this separately. Even though it's really applies to all the port commissioners is. One of the things we're going to have to do, I think, is set up a Dropbox account because some of these files are massive, but it might be information that I think you guys would like to review, but they're too large unless we put it onto a flash drive and then get them to you.
Dropbox account sounds good.
Sorry.
So Tara's going to set up
Dropbox.
Go ahead,
Mary.
I said a Dropbox sounds like a really good solution.
That definitely, you know, the other thing that in with my county hat, typically, you know, for like SEPA decisions or things like that, I do have an electronic signature that I have used. I don't know if that's okay port policy wise, but I've done that in the past too, and have that availability, and that might be something that we could, you know, with Tara's pretty savvy with that kind of thing too, so that might be a thought for us.
Yep.
Perhaps.
The electronic signatures are really a great thing. We'll have to, but that's something else we have to set up probably through DocuSign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was going to get her notary too, so just as an example.
Right. Yes. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Do we have any other items then for good of the order?
I do have.
I'll make a motion.
I don't.
Hold it.
Go ahead.
Yes, Mary.
I'm interested. I had a conversation with Mark Libby this morning about the fact that. Chris Ifland is wishing for two cameras instead of one, and he explained why, and it makes sense in terms of angles of shot. And he wanted to know how they, A, would we approve two instead of one, and B, what are the steps now that we need to go through to make this work? And I think that's probably something we can handle offline.
Yeah.
But I told him I would get back to him as soon as I could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll just reach out to him, and then we'll take care of it.
Okay. Do you have his number?
I sure do. Do you want? I'll call Chris directly.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
And then you can call Mark. Call Mark.
Okay.
Yeah, call Mark.
Sure.
I'll call Mark anyway, just to let him know that you're reaching him. But I think going through Chris would be the most direct.
Okay. Done.
That sounds great.
Cool. Cool.
So I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 3:18.
I second that. Okay. Is there any... I'm sorry. Did I lose you all?
No, we're here.
No, I think we're here.
Did you make a second, Mary?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay. I didn't hear that. I did too.
Very good. Well, I said enthusiastically, and Steve laughed.
All right.
Okay. Done.
Bye.
Okay.
Wish y'all a good weekend.
I'll be swinging by in a little bit here.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks, you guys.
Bye bye.
Good job. Bye.
See ya.
Let's see here. Thank you.